Hey there, and welcome to the Lifetime Athlete Podcast. Today, episode number 218, I'm your host, John Zombro, and so happy to be here talking about topics in health, performance, and awesomeness through the lifespan. Thanks again for being a part of this amazing and wonderful community, being a listener and being in the audience. No matter how you do that, I appreciate you. I happen to be sipping on a bit of mint tea with a touch of local honey in it. And of course, as many of you know, there's some data to suggest that the consumption of local honey can have a positive impact on your immune system. I'm feeling pretty good right now, but nonetheless, it never hurts to cover one's bases. Also, a lot of times when I talk about different topics, like the one I'm going to get into today, my intention is to inspire and motivate and educate and maybe entertain folks and really help to bring us all up, creating that community I referred to earlier. So my goal is not to piss people off or turn them off, but to bring them up, bring you up. And I tell myself, hey, don't be a turd, because all turds need to be flushed, of course. And there are people, unfortunately, who are turds. And those are folks that, despite your efforts to bring them into a community of goodness or greatness, they want to cheer for your struggle. I'd make a flushing sound right now, but I don't need to. Today, we're getting into a fascinating topic in episode 218. It's called this. Get ready for it. Here it comes. No days off. No days off. This is a popular phrase, and it has multiple interpretations, depending upon with whom you speak. Today, I'm going to describe the lifetime athlete version of this term. Honestly, my perspective on no days off comes as much from what I've learned from others as it stems from my own personal experience. In discussing my philosophy of no days off, I'm going to initially say what it is before going too deeply. And then I'll also get into what it is not. Okay, put simply, no days off means that I neither believe in nor do I recommend taking many, and in ideal circumstances, any days off from training. Now, having issued the aforementioned statement, I want to briefly highlight what my view of no days off is not, what it's not about. First of all, it's not about going hard all the time. The use of high workload, and workload is the product of training intensity and duration and density, it has a place. It's a real strong stimulus. It's sometimes what I call a fitness maker, but it really needs to be used sparingly and strategically in any training program. This is true across sports, across athletes, and age groups. Although we all probably recognize that youth typically allows us more margin for error here. Now, when you examine the work of Steven Seiler, PhD, on polarized training, and this is just one of many great examples you'll find in the literature, he shows that for much of the year, most of the world's elite, that's elite being the professional, the Olympians, the champions in cross-country skiing, rowing, running, and cycling, is where a lot of his research is centered, they do as much as 85% of their overall or total training volume at an easy, low intensity. These patterns also exist reliably in the strength, speed, and power sports. Athletes, especially those who are coached well, spend the bulk of their time working submaximally, at least in terms of workload. So what that means is, sure, you can use high intensity any time of the year, but the size of that dose is typically only maximal in certain time frames. And so in a periodized training system, you really only hit the high workload when it's time to ramp up effort during a focus cycle. So we see this consistently across sports. And so one of the things when I say about no days off, it's not suggesting, that it's a grind or that you're going hard all the time. We're only going hard in a strategic manner. Okay, next up. No days off is not about sacrificing sleep. No, not at all. I've based my model for lifetime athleticism around lifelong health. Sleep is one of the major constituents of wellness and longevity. I don't endorse training late at night or in the wee hours of the morning, especially hard, at least on a regular basis. Once in a great while, that's probably okay. You know, we always live, you know, with exceptions. But the majority of time, we don't want to do that. Now, we live in a time of cultural confusion, really, in which there is a pronounced dichotomy regarding sleep. On the one hand, you've got all the articles, the research, and verbiage which regales the value and the necessity of sleep. But on the other hand, we're inundated with a macho warrior ethos in fitness that encourages these 4 a.m. sufferfests. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe in being a warrior, just an intelligent one. Being tactical and protecting sleep wins out in the long run. And I think we have to recognize that military operators are trained with specific performance goals in mind. But unfortunately, long-term health isn't necessarily the primary objective there. So we have to be careful about carrying those types of training models into fitness and athletics. Next up, no days off is not about training through sickness or injury. This may be the most important point. When you take a million-mile view, illness or injury is usually the result, barring unforeseen accidents, of training or lifestyle error. When an athlete overtrains, is sleep deprived, suffers from high stress loads, and consumes poor nutrition, he or she is much more susceptible to breakdown on either a systemic or a tissue level. So in a nearly perfect world, you don't need days off because you don't go over the edge and get into an immunosuppressed or otherwise vulnerable state. Now, that mentioned, life does happen to lifetime athletes, so we accept that while we strive for no days off, sometimes, hopefully rarely, not occasionally, but rarely, we have to take a total 0 day in the training ledger. And that's just because we made an error. We got to admit that it was probably preventable. So if you let yourself get run down, then suddenly the exercise stimulus that you normally gain from is just adding to those things that are taking your feet out from under you, so to speak. Okay, I want to finish up talking about what no days off is not by saying it's not really about being perfectly consistent. Kind of alluded to that before, but just get damn close. And this relates to the previous comments. When we do most things well, such as smart training, sleeping, eating, and lifestyle management, we tend to be able to be very consistent with our training to the tune of only a handful of missed days in an entire year. This is the most impressive characteristic of the thousands, literally, of lifetime athletes I've known over the years. In the long run, the healthiest, happiest, and highest performing athletes were always, 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 always the most consistent in their training. Of course, we recognize a supremely gifted 19-year-old can be an outlier and not fit this rule, not train, eat garbage, not sleep, and just crush everyone. And we've all either known personally or known of such individuals. But I'm telling you here, with the stacking of each decade, these people become less and less common until they're literally non-existent in the latter decades of life. You just can't get away with those behaviors and be a true lifetime athlete. So now I can get into what no days off really means to me, as opposed to what it's not, what it is. First of all, it's making training a habit. When behaviors become automatic, they get done without any waste of cognitive energy. There is no motivational obstacle to overcome, and there is no decision-making fatigue. This is what author James Clear refers to in his book, Atomic Habits. Regarding training, it's what I call toothbrush training. In all probability, you don't fret or worry about brushing your teeth. You just do it consistently without much thought, effort, or concern. Well, when your training becomes just like brushing your teeth, It turns into a daily habit that almost always happens, and that provides a satisfying feeling of completion in your day. No days off is having a plan. I'm going to say this, and this is a famous quote. Several people have said it. I apologize for not remembering the primary person, but hope is not a plan. Don't hope that you might get your workout in if you're lucky. Don't fall into the trap of feeling that you may eventually, possibly get around to thinking about maybe starting your workout if the stars align. If it's 57 degrees, mostly sunny, no breeze, and you're having a good hair day. No, you're not a victim. View yourself as an athlete. Learn how to prioritize that. Knowing that your training makes you a better employee, spouse, parent, organism, healthcare consumer, and contributor to society. Protect your training time and don't feel guilty about it. Encourage others to do the same. Work with a coach to turn the vision of what you want to be and what you want to accomplish into a plan, a program, and a system that works for and fits you. It's taking what you get on some days and feeling good about it. So let's face it, there are going to be days when you're squeezed for time. Energy will occasionally be low. What I'm not saying here is that come hell or high water, just stick rigidly to a plan and bowl through. That's a good way to get hurt, exhausted, or frustrated. Instead, keep your plan just a little flexible and dynamic. Accept the occasional curveball and then knock it out of the park with an open mind and seizing the training opportunity that's presented to you on that day. Let's say you're in the airport. Well, you could be walking around carrying your luggage and hitting a few lunges. It's commonplace these days. Nobody's going to give a flying rat's ass what you do, and you can count that as your workout of the day and should. Can't make it to the gym? Bang out some exercises with household objects like buckets and wrenches or sacks of dog crap, whatever you've got. Is there a hurricane outside? Hit some calisthenics inside. There's always a way. Hashtag create the win, hashtag no friggin' excuses, hashtag get it done, hashtag can do country. Okay, it's not just exercise, it's training. Too many people just casually use the word exercise. We all know what it is, but it connotes bland, boring, and banal. Give your exercise more meaning. Give it a purpose. Train for something. This could be a sport in general, a definitive performance marker, a body composition goal, or just being able to do your chores, live independently, and play with your grandkids. So there you have it. No days off. Clearly laid out in a way that explains the concept and empowers you to always strive to be the best version of yourself that you could so possibly be. Everyone richly deserves the athletic existence. And I'm talking about global here, an athletic body, athletic mind, an athletic spirit, all of which are robust, resilient, and most capable. Athletic blood vessels that are elastic and plaque resistant. Athletic neurons less prone to dementia. Athletic skin, hair, nails, and teeth that are vibrant and more youthful. Athletic reproductive function. Science supports everything I've said. We just have to apply our common sense and try to take no days off in training, which is never a chore or a punishment, but it's a celebration of life. Thank you for reading, and send me your comments, questions, or inquiries if you want to work with me. Have an awesome day and enjoy your workout. It is your right, privilege, and responsibility.